This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for I Knew You, America. This show, what is about you? It's about whatever you're dealing with. So think about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, anxiety, depression, headaches, the list goes on and on. Seems like when you ask somebody, how's it going, and they talk about their health, they can just give you a whole laundry list. Well, that's because our bodies break down over a period of time if we make wrong choices. So what does it come down to? It comes down to making better lifestyle choices, and no one's in control of that but you. I can't do it for you, your friends, your family members, your coworkers. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. So the question is, do you want to get well? That's the key. So the key is, and I really think the toughest part for most people, whenever you're struggling with any kind of health challenge, you have to come down to the decision that you want to get well, that you don't want to stay where you are, you don't want to be stuck where you are, that you want to go to the next level with your health and with your life. And on this show, that's what we want to help you do. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of this show. And we had Estelle in Detroit, Michigan, send an email in. She said, what do I do about dry elbows? No lotion that I use really seems to help. Well, that's because most conditions, especially with cracked and dry skin, don't really come from the outside in. They come from the inside out. So when your gut is healthy, when your body is not deficient in omega-3 fatty acids, a lot of times you won't get the cracking in the skin. Now, our diet's pretty heavy in omega-6 fats. And because of that, we have omega-3 imbalance. And that's why we need greater amounts of eating foods like fish and almonds and walnuts, and all those things are good, and they do contain omega-3s in them, but they do contain a lot of omega-6s. And so because of that, the fish oils tend to be such a superior source of getting our fatty acids, omega-3s in, and we need those to counterbalance that. If you're heavy on omega-6s, you'll get a lot of things like cracking in the heels, those sorts of things. So you'll know that you'll need to crank up the omega-3s to counterbalance that. And that makes a big difference. It makes a big difference for brain chemistry, for instabilities like bipolar, ADHD, depression, anxiety, all those sorts of things. So it can play a big, big role. So those are some key, I guess, symptoms if you do have any of those conditions that you might want to start thinking about dealing with something like vitamin D and looking at things like omega-3 fats and increasing those within your diet. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
What I'm worried about now is I have hepatitis C with a fatty liver. And you were mentioning before about almonds, which I'm eating.
Sure.
You mentioned they're bad for viral.
Yeah, they're really high in L-arginine. And so the L-arginine, it can be a little bit tricky. But, you know, there's so many other nuts out there. Hazelnuts, Brazil nuts, walnuts, cashews. They're not high in arginine. So you just make a switch.
Okay, so get away from the almonds and go to, say, walnuts?
Yeah, walnuts are great.
Walnuts are great.
They're not going to be as high in arginine. But, I mean, you got a bigger fish to fry with hep C. I mean, the foods themselves, remember, it's very, very slight on how it can affect things like viral infections. It's all about now you know, getting the immune system settled down, get the virus to go dormant as much as possible. Are you taking any medication? Do they have you in treatment?
No, I was going to go on, I forget the name of it. It starts with an I.
Oh, interferon?
Yeah. But the doctor said I balanced myself out pretty well, so they called that off. Now I'm doing, I take a lot of vitamins. I take vitamin C, milk thistle, garlic.
Those are all good.
But no medications.
Yeah, that's good. Well, and just keep in mind that, you know, just like we talked about L-arginine being an amino acid that's found in foods that can stimulate viral activity, L-lysine is the opposite. So L-Y-S-I-N-E. Lysine will actually come in and can help. I mean, hep C is a pretty big animal, but L-lysine can come in and help create, kind of calm things down, chill things out, and help it to go a little bit more on the dormant side. So that might be something you want to look into as well. But your foods, of course, are going to be important. I would look at vitamin D levels, make sure your numbers are between 70 and 90 on a blood test. It's kind of like one of those things, like even you, they can feel the effects of it, fatty liver and all. Is don't let it get you down. Keep pushing through. Try to keep your normal routine, daily routine. And that does a lot just for your mindset, but it also does a lot in dealing with any kind of health challenge, especially like hep C. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Tom, you're next with us. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
How can I help?
My daughter has got what the doctor calls dyspepsia.
Okay.
She's taken Nexium. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions for something besides that.
How old is she?
She's 21.
Okay. Has she been under a lot of stress? Is this something brand new that just got diagnosed?
It's recent, in the last several months. She is in college full-time and working full-time, so, yeah, she's got a lot of stress.
She's got a lot on her, yeah. Is she overweight, and does she eat a lot of junk food?
No, she's been eating healthy for probably a year or so, paying more attention to her diet.
Okay. When you're under a lot of stress, just a couple of things, reactions that can happen in the body. One of two things can happen. In the stomach, we produce hydrochloric acid. It helps break down proteins. It also helps break down fats, and is just really important. If you don't break things down very well because you're lacking hydrochloric acid due to a lot of stress, then you can do a couple of things. One is apple cider vinegar has been used for a long time, and it can help stimulate more hydrochloric acid with the meals. So kind of the old home remedy, if you will, has always been to take like apple cider vinegar with your meals, whether it's a spoonful of it or whatever the bottle will say whenever you go pick it up at a health food store. That's been known to help. And it does work. It does stimulate that. It helps break the foods down and all that. But here's a little trick. And a lot of times we think it's lack of acid or too much, and we don't really know. So you start using Nexium, and which is standard of care. I mean, they're doing the right thing. But I know you're wanting to look in the more natural side. So typically what you do is when you take apple cider vinegar, one of two things will happen. Either she will feel better, or she'll feel worse. If she feels worse, she has too much acid. So there's a whole different protocol for that. But if she doesn't, then you can look at things like betaine hydrochloride. They can get it in supplement form. There are proteolytic enzymes that can be helpful. And so there's several types of supplements. If you go to a health food store, they can walk you through. That can be a great benefit. Grains, I will tell you, like breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, are a big flare-up to people that deal with any type of stomach acid issue. So she might want to look at eliminating certain foods from her diet as she works with her doctor and all that, to come up with a game plan to see if just something as simple as cutting out wheat from the diet could be the root cause. We'll be right back.
Do you ever ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. No, parenting takes a toll on your health. And I know we always kid about that, joke about that, and me being a parent as well. I can tell you that some of the study is got some truth to it, but USA Today reported that as if childbirth and nights spent coddling a crying baby weren't enough, a new study from the University of Minnesota, shows that new moms have worse diets and get less exercise than women without children. Mothers had higher body mass indexes with diets higher in calories, sugary drinks, and saturated fats, according to the survey, which was published Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics. The findings came out of a larger ongoing study for which university researchers followed 838 women and 682 men since they were teenagers living around the Twin Cities in the late 1990s. And the differences were not as significant among fathers. The BMI and eating habits of new fathers was the same as those without children, but they did not spend less time working out. The University of Minnesota assistant professor and researcher Jerica Burge, who led the study, said mothers are likely to be affected more negatively because they are more commonly the primary caregiver. Many of the mothers surveyed had children younger than 1 year old. Remaining pregnancy weight could have also played a role. Now, while that may be true and explain some of the BMI differences between moms and non-moms, were the concerns that lie in the dietary patterns that are different than non-mothers. According to the survey, parents are getting an equal share of fruits and vegetables as non-parents, but are also taking additional sugar from drinks that their children sip on and saturated fats like from chicken nuggets. So why would you be feeding your kids chicken nuggets? I mean, really? We still do that? That's crazy. The results may have also have a negative effect on children, they said, who are known to take cues from their parents, but it's unclear what the extent of that is. Cues from the parents, meaning what kind of examples parents are we setting for our kids. The results may also have a negative effect on children who are known to take cues from their parents, but the reality is, in that one note right there, it's just, that's mind-boggling to me. We have to set an example. That's why I'm reiterating that. We have to set an example for our kids. And even though when they're young, obviously really young, they don't really know a lot of what's going on, but still at the same time, as they get a little bit older and they are aware, start getting into the 2 year old, they're like little sponges, as we always hear. We always hear talking about our kids being little sponges. Well, it's true. And, kids don't do what we say, they do what we do. And especially at that age, whatever we feed them, they're going to eat, but also know they're watching us. Remember, that's the time where literally, they're just soaking everything in. And what are they going to soak in from you? See, that's the question. What kind of life are you living in a leadership role in your home that the kids are going to model? I mean, it's staggering to me. I was with another physician the other day, and just we were working with patients, and it was incredible because this lady had been in a place where, I mean, her child was probably, a beautiful little boy, probably 1.5, no, probably 2. And she was talking about, and he had a birth defect in his heart, VSD, which is basically a little hole in the heart, and it's genetic. And she was talking, she was joking, but she was serious. And we were talking about diet, and she said, my baby, I can tell you that my little boy was much different than my little girl. And I was like, well, how's that? And she said, well, he really loved
and I don't want to say the fast food chain, but he really loved so-and-so fast food. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, so what do you mean he really loved it? Meaning when he was in the womb. She goes, oh, I just know because it just, when I would eat it, I just felt good. So, and she ate this fast food every day during her pregnancy. And I'm looking at her, I mean, I've got all the grace in the world and all the understanding, but that kind of thing just makes me upset because you've got a little child that has a birth defect. And I'm not saying that that's what happened and that's why the birth defect happened. But I will tell you, there's all kinds of trans fats and there's all kinds of chemicals in those foods that we know can damage the body. And people just don't know. She literally didn't know. She just thought that made her, I think it made her happy every day. I don't know if it made the baby happy, but I think it made her happy every day to eat that, and especially the chemicals that go along with it. So it's just amazing. We have to make better choices as adults, and especially when kids are involved, because one of the greatest callings in our life, one of the greatest responsibilities in our life is to raise our kids and to raise them in a good environment, to be leaders for them, to set an example for them. And it's one of those high callings in life. And it's a great responsibility, and there's great rewards with it, but there's a lot of responsibility, and it's a blessing without a shadow of a doubt. So when our eating comes into play and how we live our lives and the kind of example that we're setting for our children, it's critical that we make the right ones. And, you know, in this study, moms, let me say this to you. Because you have a newborn child doesn't mean that you sacrifice you for that child. It's not selfish for you to take time out to make healthy meals for yourself. It's not wrong for you to have someone come with a brand newborn and watch the baby an hour a day, 5 days a week, so you can go exercise. The baby is not going to fall apart. The baby is not going to be, you know, have a detachment syndrome and just completely come unglued. Taking that hour a day for yourself, or hour and a half to go to the gym or to go walk around the block, do whatever you got to do, is vital. And I want to encourage you to take care of yourself. And dads, encourage the mom to do that. But she has to have that time because her instincts won't let her do it. Mom, your instinct will not let you do it. That brand newborn baby, Mama Bear is kicked into high gear. No one can take care of your child better than you can. But if you don't take care of you, then you won't be there and have the health to take care of your child later. So it's not being selfish to go exercise and eat well. It's being selfless. We'll be right back.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
This 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. If you're not into the social media world, you need to get in there. At the website, you can always check us out and log in so we can empower your health and empower your life. Our new email newsletter is there as well, the health prescription. You can sign up. It's absolutely free, but the information is just awesome. And I'm excited to be sending that out to each and every one of you. New email came in, David from Birmingham. He says,
My wife and I go to bed every night around 11. She's never asleep before 12:30 or 1, though. She has a hard time. She's very restless. Is there anything she can do to help her sleep? Well, if she lays down and she just kind of stares at the ceiling and can't, the body won't drift off to sleep. There's a couple of issues that's going on. That could be. There's a couple of could-bes. One is her adrenal glands could be weak in function, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And the issue with that is, normal for the body is that you go to sleep whatever time, 10 o'clock, and you don't eat, obviously, for that 8 hours. And it's very hard on the body. A lot of people say it's no big deal, but not eating is stressful because what happens is it'll raise a stress hormone called cortisol. And that's a normal process. We normally have cortisol. Cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's natural to have your eyes snap open at 6 a.m. and to leap out of bed because you're hungry and you've got to go eat something. That's normal. And a lot of people, unfortunately, they wake up to the alarm clock and they're so exhausted and groggy and tired they can hardly get going. Well, that's a sign that you're definitely unhealthy. And that is a sign that the adrenals are not working very well. Because cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's like a natural alarm clock. Now, the way it is, if you looked at a graph, cortisol is the highest peak in the morning. And then it slowly declines throughout the day to where at about 8 p.m. at night, it's almost non-existent. When cortisol is very low, you should feel pretty tired because a certain amount of cortisol is normal for energy levels to be at a certain place. So when cortisol is very low, you should be pretty tired and pretty much can't keep your eyes open at nighttime. Well, when the adrenal glands get exhausted, it throws the cortisol. It's called our circadian rhythm, first of all, but it's our cortisol levels get thrown off. And with cortisol, it's which are produced by the adrenal glands, it's a hormone. Usually it'll be low in the morning, which is the opposite. Normally it's supposed to be high in the morning. It's called adrenal fatigue. And so when the cortisol is low, what do we all drink in the morning? Most people, we in America, they go to their favorite coffee place and they get their cup of coffee. Well, what does coffee do? Coffee goes in and it stimulates cortisol to raise. So when your cortisol is low, you drink coffee in the morning, it brings it back up to where it should be naturally. Then you feel better. So a lot of people think it's the caffeine and the coffee, but it's really not. It's more the coffee bean and how much it pushes cortisol. So knowing that and understanding that, that's one of the issues, because if your cortisol is low in the morning, it's going to be higher in the evening. It's going to cause an inverse relationship. And when that cortisol flipping like that, then, you know, you've got an issue. So balancing out the adrenals, and that could be one of the things keeping her up at night. You know, most people that have cortisol issues, when they lay down to go to sleep, the posture of lying down creates an issue with orthostatic hypotension, and it can raise heart rate a little bit, and that's affected by the adrenals. So the one thing to do to balance that out, obviously, is to come off the coffee, lower stress levels, and use things like green tea instead. Green tea lowers cortisol naturally. You can use green tea in the evenings. You would think the caffeine would keep you up, but it won't. Typically, unless you've got an autoimmune disease. If you've got autoimmune disease, don't use green tea unless you know it's what pathway of the autoimmune is affected. So that's one thing cortisol could be. Now, it could be neurotransmitter. It depends on if she's depressed, if she's dealt with antidepressants. Her serotonin levels might be off, and that can be a major issue. So looking into that, and the other issue here can be her acetylcholine levels are low. That's one of the brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. So with depression, you've got serotonin, potentially dopamine, then you've got acetylcholine. Acetylcholine could be low, and that's low in a lot of people. Again, that's one of those things where if stress levels are high for her, then it could be a neurotransmitter instability and insufficiency. And depending on the neurotransmitters, there are certain things you can do for each one to affect those pathways. So that's one thing that I would look into all the way around with the neurotransmitters. I've seen with people that are restless and can't sleep, they don't get very good sleep. It's a big challenge. So if you've got any more detail, want to give me a call on the show or email me again, that would be helpful. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones. Ron, welcome to the show.
Doctor.
Good to talk with you.
Started about a year ago, mowing the lawn or climbing stairs, I started to get very short of breath. And it probably started earlier than that, but it's the best of my recollection. But in any event, Went to the doctor, did some blood tests, did a stress test that proved okay. Blood test showed anemia. I've had upper lower GI, fecal test, no, all negative. And now I'm set up for a CT scan for the lower abdomen. Now, to me, I don't have any blockages. I'm not expelling any blood. So I'm just curious if perhaps maybe I ought to just go directly to a hematologist or something. I'm a 65-year-old white male.
Right. Well, a couple things. With the anemia, I mean, what's the extent they treated it? Give me some of the things you've taken, what you've done.
About a week ago, I started taking a Vitron C. Other than that, I haven't really done anything.
Okay. So with the anemia and the lack of oxygen, talk to me a little bit about, have you done any supplements or anything like that?
I have not. Well, I was taking I take vitamin on and off again, or fish oil.
You've taken fish oil with the gel caps, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, with gel caps, here's the thing. With anemia, that's not really going to affect anything. So let's talk about this for a minute. Did they say there was any B12, or is it all iron?
I'm sorry?
With the anemia, did they mention anything about B12 or iron, or is it just iron? Did they mention checking different levels, or he didn't say? He just said anemia.
He has not. He just said I'm quite anemic, and of course now he's scheduled a lower CP. Now I'm not sure the form that would take, whether it's something down the nose to the lower abdomen or just some kind of an X-ray.
Yeah.
But since everything else has been negative in terms of bleeding, you know, my thought is, you know, do I need to look to a hematologist, or?
Do I think that you need to dig a little bit deeper in your blood test? The hematologist will do that, so yes. But ask the question just for your own kind of common sense kind of thing, because sometimes, again, when you get into a specialty area, sometimes they get so specialized that they can't really bring it down to the level to where you can really understand things easily. So just ask them, say, here's three things you want to ask. You want to ask, do I have a B12 anemia, you know, like vitamin B12, or do I have an iron deficiency anemia? It's probably iron, just so you know, but I would still want to know this. And then ask them, do I have an iron storage problem, meaning ferritin? And ferritin, they're going to check that. I mean, they just are. So check and see if ferritin is low and see if you have an iron storage problem. So one of those three are probably going to be the kind of the main issues, and you'll find that. Now, there's a lot of dietary things you can do for anemia. So let me just keep you posted on that. And provided you don't have some kind of genetic disorder or, I mean, again, medicine, you always think worst is first. And it's true. You want to always rule out the worst case scenario. So then when it's something mild, everybody's happy. But when you're looking at it from kind of a perspective, more of a natural perspective, you want to just kind of, once they give you all that data, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and starting a good eating program. I'll tell you that. I mean, there's not, because they're going to tell you the same thing. So here are the kind of foods that will raise and help increase oxygen into the blood, which is what anemia is. Anemia is lack of oxygen in the red blood cells, which will increase that oxygen level and help bring those up just from a food perspective. And again, whether it's B12 or iron, doesn't matter. The food choices will still be the same. So the dark leafy greens, you want to make that a staple of your diet. And provided, now, are you taking any blood thinners for anything? Coumadin?
Just 10 milligrams of lisinopril for blood pressure.
Okay.
That's the only other thing I take.
All right, so that's good. So, yeah, dark leafy greens, that's a great way to go. And red meat. So don't let anybody tell you red meat's bad for you. It's really not, unless you're doing – you always want to do as best you can, like grass-fed and the hormone-free, which you can get at the grocery stores now. You don't have to go to a specialty food store. They usually have that in your typical grocery stores. So getting those and the leaner cuts, obviously fillets and real lean ground beef. But that has a ton of nutrients in it, from conjugated linoleic acid, zinc. It has just a ton of nutrients that are really good. And I would pick beef over chicken any day. I just would. But that's me personally, especially as a guy, because you're going to blow through just your nutrient levels and your oxygen levels in the blood cells, you're going to blow through them just being a guy. It just, we do. We use it up more than women do. So something to think about. But those food groups will be very helpful. A lot of, and blackstrap molasses, that's a little old home remedy. That's phenomenal. A couple tablespoons of that a day. It tastes, I mean, you can develop a taste for it. It doesn't taste bad, but a couple tablespoons of that will raise those iron levels up and help increase oxygen in the blood. So several natural things you can do. But those dark leafy greens make it a part of almost every meal, and I think you'll see some great increase. You'll start to feel better regardless because you're putting good nutrients into the body. And for the fish oil, I think it's great. Always a great option. Ditch the gel caps, though. Most gel caps are pretty much worthless. And the cod liver oil that's in a liquid form is going to give you the highest absorption rate and the most benefit. Thanks so much for the call.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hi. How
are you
today?
Welcome to the show. I'm living well. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with PTSD or I don't know. Anyway, they had put me on basically Lexapro, and now 2 years later, I think it was part of what made me gain weight and everything. And I'm trying to get back, working out, working with a nutritionist.
Good.
But the other thing I want to do is I'm trying to wean off, and I have started to wean off, but my doctor has told me that I am genetically wired with anxiety and that she doesn't think that I will ever be able to go away from it. And I just think that there's just ways that I could do it more naturally, I know, with exercise and things like that. So I'm just kind of at a loss right now.
You know, what do you think about that? When somebody tells you forever, and you sound young, what is your age?
I'm 38.
Yeah, so you're 38, and you're young as a spring chicken, and your doctor tells you this is going to be forever, you're just wired this way, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't want to have to take it forever.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so is this something you struggle with your whole life, or is this something that really has kicked into gear maybe in the last 5 years?
You know, there was an accident, a car accident, and it was like a year after that I've started struggling, and that's when they said, okay, let's, you know, try the Lexapro or the antidepressants or whatever. And so now, you know, things are fine. I've been following up. I got the dosages right, you know, because it takes a while to do that.
Right.
And, you know, went through the whole counseling and stuff. And so I feel like I'm fine, you know. So she said it was okay to start weaning off and things like that, but she doesn't want me to go off of it completely.
What milligram are you taking?
10. 10 milligrams of Lexapro a day.
That's a real low dose. You know that, right? That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you talk to me about your sleep?
I'm the type of person that when I lay in bed, I'm asleep within 30 minutes or less.
And do you stay asleep, or do you wake up at like 2 a.m.?
No, I usually stay asleep. I'm a pretty rock hard sleeper.
Okay. If you didn't take the medicine, what would happen?
I was a good sleeper before I started taking the medicine, though.
You,
my sleep never changed.
So you so you've always been sleeping well. That's never been an issue.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, with Lexapro, I mean, it's affecting serotonin. So there's a couple things that can really help. I mean, here's the thing. It's a neurotransmitter. So when you're taking the medications, especially when you're down into the place that you are, as far as a low dose like that, it's keeping the levels stable. And you can do one of two things. You can stay on that, or you can look to build it up with nutrition, which, I mean, our neurotransmitters are created by the foods that we eat, too. So we can actually affect our brain chemicals by the foods we eat, supplements we take, and, of course, stress levels and all that kind of thing play a role. I mean, we know that we're being human beings, our mental status, meaning in our surroundings and all of that sort of thing, they affect us. They just do. So, but we can combat that with proper eating, supplementation, that can make a difference. Now, it doesn't mean come off your meds and start eating certain foods. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that to go ahead and get a good nutrition base while your physician is helping you wean down. That would be a good game plan. So, because you can eat these foods, it's not going to affect the medication, but it's going to give you a better platform and a better foundation. If they are in the process of weaning you down, that will be helpful. So let me show you some foods that affect serotonin levels in a positive way, and they can help build them up. All right, and these are foods you'd want to include in your diet on a regular basis. But mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So, I mean, those are pretty normal foods, you know, foods that are in the typical diet. So, I mean, same again, mushrooms, fish, and that can be any fish. Just don't fry it. And don't do kind of the bottom feeders like catfish. Stay away from that. Stay away from shellfish. You know, mostly the good, you know, salmon, tuna, mackerel, grouper, those kind of fish. Chicken, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, that's very important because those additives can affect hormone levels in a negative way and also can affect your neurotransmitters. Spinach, red meat, and turkey. Those are all really great. Now, supplements, here's the kicker with supplements. You want to be really careful with supplementation and taking SSRIs like Lexapro because they can't interact. The big one that can interact with it is 5-HTP because it works along the same mechanism as what Lexapro does. Kind of interesting because a lot of the research for the SSRIs were based around some of the supplementation. So St. John's wort, same thing. So you want to be careful. But like B12, methylcobalamin, those are fine. Niacinamide, which is a version of vitamin B3, and pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a version of B6, those are all worth looking into. You know, you definitely want to let your doc know that you're looking into that, you know, because you just do. They need to know that. I'm not a big fan of just kind of going to the health store and winging it. I don't think it's smart, especially for taking medication. So just something to look into. But I don't think you're stuck forever. I don't buy into that. I think that the car accident could have thrown you into some fear and triggered some reactions within the body that counseling can be helpful for. So I think that's smart that you've done all that. And, you know, I just think you need a good nutritional base. Look into following the anti-inflammatory diet. That's in my book. And just start looking over that and maybe applying some of those principles to your life if you think, you know, that you want to do that. It just would be helpful. A good, strong, solid foundational base is going to carry you through pretty much any health challenge and allow you to navigate with it in a great way. All right, thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.